Ever get that feeling like nature's already got all the answers? Like re-humans are just playing catch-up.
Oh, absolutely.
It's amazing. And that's kind of what today's deep dive is all about. Imagine a system that can see, like, everywhere at once, just like a fly.
Okay.
We're talking fly-eye antenna arrays. And the research paper we're looking at today suggests that they could, well, totally change the game and everything from navigation to detecting hidden stuff. Pretty wild, right?
It really is. Yeah. What gets me is how this tech uses the design of a fly's eye and it turns it into an antenna with, well, just crazy capabilities, stuff we wouldn't have thought possible before.
I'm already hooked.
Yeah.
But back in school, I remember learning about flies and how they can't move their eyes the way we do. So how in the world do they see danger coming, no matter where it's from?
Yeah, that's where the whole magic of compound eyes comes into play. So a fly's eye is made up of thousands, think thousands, of tiny lenses, each one pointing in a slightly different direction. Yeah, it's like they've got thousands of tiny eyes all working together to give them this complete view of everything around them.
That is so cool. So are these antenna arrays we're talking about basically doing the same thing, using multiple antennas that are all pointed a little differently?
Exactly. By arranging these antennas, and we want to copy that fly's eye pattern, we can create a system that can see radio waves. But get this, from every direction.
Wow. Never thought I'd be taking design tips from a fly. But why their eyes? What is it about the fly eye design that makes it so good for antennas?
Well, think about it. Imagine a world where, let's say, your self-driving car never misses an exit.
Okay, yeah.
Delivery drones, they find your doorstep, no problem. And search and rescue teams, they can find people lost in a forest instantly.
Oh, wow.
That's the kind of change we're talking about here. With this level of direction finding, this system would be incredibly accurate with location information. Imagine like a super accurate GPS, but it works for everything around the antenna, not just your car.
Now, that would be a game changer. I remember the research paper mentioned something called the monopulse method. Where does that fit in?
Okay, so think of it this way. Like taking a 3D panoramic picture all at once. With the monopulse method, this antenna array, it captures information about everything around it all in one go. And it's how fast and precise it is that really makes real-time 3D imaging possible.
Wow.
Yeah. And we could use it for so many things, mapping, surveillance, even in medical imaging. The possibilities are huge.
That is pretty amazing. But this system, it's not just limited to one type of signal, right?
Yeah.
The paper mentioned something about it being ultra-wideband or multiband. Mm-hmm. What exactly does that mean?
You got it. That means it can work with a whole bunch of different frequencies. That opens up the possibility of using it for passive radar systems. So instead of sending out its own signal, it uses existing radio waves in the environment to create images. It's like, well, sort of like seeing in the dark, but with radio waves.
So using all that, the paper mentioned some pretty crazy applications like sheep reconstruction and spectrum signatures. Can you break those down for us?
Sure. So shape reconstruction, it's like giving the antenna array the ability to see the shape of things, even when they're hidden.
No way. Yeah.
By looking at how the radio waves bounce off a target, we can actually figure out its shape.
That sounds like something straight out of a movie. What about those spectrum signatures?
Okay, so think about this. Just like everything we see has a unique color, right? Well, materials, they also have unique ways of reflecting radio waves. And those are what we call spectrum signatures.
Okay.
This fly eye antenna, it would be sensitive enough to pick up on even the smallest differences. And that means we could identify materials from far away. Think about what that means for security. We could spot hidden weapons or even find areas with dangerous substances without even getting close.
This is all just mind-blowing. But I gotta ask, can we push this tech even further?
Oh, yeah.
A single system is awesome and all, but could we have a whole network of these antennas working together, I mean?
You're on the same wavelength as the researchers. They're picturing networks of these fly-eye antennas spread over massive areas, or even, get this, mounted on different robots, working together like a swarm, constantly sharing information and creating this super detailed picture of everything around them.
Wow.
Think of what we could do. Environmental monitoring, disaster response, heck, even exploring other planets.
It really does sound like science fiction becoming reality. It's pretty crazy to think that a fly's eye could inspire something that could, well, maybe change the world.
It is truly mind-blowing. But we got to remember, this is still just research. It's in the proposal stage. But the possibilities, they're just so exciting. This is definitely worth looking into further.
So where does that leave us? We've seen how nature can spark these incredible breakthroughs. But here's something to think about. If this fly eye antenna tech actually becomes real, what other amazing things could we do with it? How would it change our lives, our work, how we explore the world? Let your imagination run wild. The possibilities are endless.